on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Genevieve Wood joins us from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, thanks again for your time.
Great to be with you, Steve.
Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hear from Brian Cochran in regards to a lot of the activity we saw on the market yesterday and what most of us assume caused that. That's what you and I are going to spend some time talking about after President Trump making some moves in the tariff arena on Wednesday, and more, even more than that, how it relates to just his business strategy in general. I think there's some really great information in this segment. Let's start, though, Genevieve, with the time that the president spent in the Rose Garden with so many on pins and needles.
Yeah, yesterday was definitely interesting. So look, the reason I think you see the markets doing what they're doing is because we haven't had a president or an administration that has talked like this in years, which means really coming forward and saying, folks, we've got to come to a reckoning that we have a deficit, we have a debt, and the way Washington spends is just not sustainable. And we've got to look at what we're doing and how we can change things to make it better for future generations of Americans. And I think the president's looking abroad and he's saying, look, many countries aren't paying their part, their fair share when it comes to defending, like say NATO. Most members of NATO don't pay their fair share. The United States pays the vast bulk of that. And when it comes to trade, we're for free trade, but why is it so many other countries put a charge on our goods coming into their countries, but we can't do the same on their goods coming into ours? And at the same time, why have we let so many of our jobs, manufacturing jobs, production jobs, go to other countries around the world, which has hurt, by and large, mostly the middle class in this country? And so the president's saying, we got to do some things to bring those jobs back and to make other countries start treating us more fairly when it comes to the buying and selling of goods and our trade deficits. So it's a bold thing to do. People don't like change, especially Washington. They kind of like just keeping things like they are, and that's true of both parties. And the president is really putting forth some big initiatives, and that's why I think you see the stock market and a lot of people in D.C. uneasy.
Yeah, you know, I would say, I think it's safe to say this is part of the Make America Great Again, although some people twist that as to what you mean when these horrible things were happening. I think Make America Great Again much goes back to those times when production was up, people were working, and quite honestly, I mean, even back, and I'm not much, well, I'm a little bit of a history buff, but when between the time President Lincoln was president and what the early 1900s, tariffs were what filled the coffers in the United States. Here's an illustration. Then we kind of stopped working out, stopped eating right, and bad things happened. We're enjoying this, or we think this is going to happen. But, over the last 20 years, we've heard about strategy for trade and strategy for the things that Trump's addressing, and it hasn't worked. And it's like he's going back to what we know works. But if you're fat and you're trying to take it off, it's a little uncomfortable. You
have
to change.
It's not always fun.
Right. You got to change what you're doing. And I'm even applying it personally. I mean, I made plenty of financial mistakes throughout, growing up in our, with my family, my wife and I and six kids. And even now I'm making corrections to things that we're still feeling from poor decisions in the past. And in order to do that, you got to tighten your belt. You got to work with what you need. And the other area about, dealing with so there's going to be a little pain that comes with this. I understand, and I believe.
I think you're right. But we don't know what all, I think this is why people are nervous, because people don't know exactly where the pain's going to happen. Is it just going to be that I can't buy more cheap stuff at Target and Walmart? Is that the significance of the pain? Is it going to be that the stock market goes down? It's probably going to be a mix of a number of things. But we have to realize is, you know, economies change, the world changes. And yeah. trade isn't just about trade. Trade is not just a tool that you use to buy other goods. That's fundamentally maybe what it is. But, you know, we use trade with China years ago. One of our hopes was that if we would do a lot more free trade with China and put our goods and buy their goods and kind of get them into the whole capitalism thing, that that would root out their communist government.
Right.
Well, and it hasn't worked out like that. And so what we've done is we've enriched now a country, not its people so much, but the government itself, and they're building weapons against us. So we have to revisit our policy when it comes to say, okay, does it still make sense to have that kind of trade with China? Should we really be giving them these great deals and buying all their stuff? And meantime, they're putting all these tariffs on what we do. But same thing with other parts of the world. Look, we're probably always going to have a trade deficit, you know, with Vietnam, because the reality is we're a much bigger country than they are. They're never going to be able to buy all the goods that we produce. So, of course, you know, we're going to buy more from them and they're going to buy less from us. There could probably still be a better balance. But some of these huge countries, China, India, the European Union, We have to renegotiate it. And again, Steve, I would encourage people to look at one of the articles that is on the Daily Signal that talks about how this is a bigger thing than just trade. It has to do with national defense and what I just mentioned in terms of like China. But it's a way of, and Trump has always done this, of like, you put these things on the table and it makes other people come to the table. And they come to the table not just about trade, but like, for example, in Mexico, all of a sudden Mexico is helping us secure the border. Why? Well, one reason is because Trump said we're going to put some big tariffs on you if you don't get serious about this. So that was a negotiation about securing the border, actually more than it was about our trade policy, or certainly equal to. And so this is the kind of thing where I think the president is using the tariff and trade issue to negotiate beyond just trade deals and making people come to the table on other matters as well.
Yeah, and I actually appreciate. Now, I want to mention a couple of headlines that you'll find at the Daily Signal.com. Tariffs will not be, quote, not full reciprocal, unquote, Trump announces on Liberation Day, which, you know, actually was, you know, it was kind of nice to see that, you know, it had been reciprocal means they do this, we're going to do exactly that. And clearly he's looked deeper into the impact and how, you know, maybe instead of jumping into the freezing water, we're jumping into the tepid water as we head into this. So I appreciate that, you know, he's not dogmatic about, or, you know, not being open to really thinking through some of the things he originally said he was going to do. The other one, there's an article with a headline at Daily Signal, Trump knows how to win trade wars before the first shot is fired. I think that's the one you were referring to. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the one that speaks to this is a bigger issue than just trade deals. It's getting the Europeans to come to the table and the Canadians on NATO and paying their fair share. It's about securing our border in terms of dealing and trading with Mexico. So these are bigger things than just trade.
Yeah, and let me say this to the listener who's, you know, well, I don't want to be uncomfortable. Here's the thing. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe the way this administration is headed is an area where, you know, in our lifetime, we should see the benefit of it. But more importantly, you know, we're $30+ trillion in debt as a nation. Some of the, I heard a remark on one of the reports that, you know, a change in tariff, the stuff that Trump's doing. You know, we could see results as much as $3 trillion benefiting America annually. So it's, you know, that's a 10-year thing to, you know, recover from all the, you know, bad application we've seen over the last several years. Now, what I was getting at is, you know, as you tighten the belt a little bit, maybe don't do all the spending that you maybe were, you grew accustomed to and get as much as you did, for your dollar, for a time, it's paying back what we've been enjoying and it's providing for your children and grandchildren. So it's an unselfish belief and act for us to, you know, correct things now, just get, you know, get ready to go through it and listen, Christ to walk through it with you. he promises to be with us at all times. And trust me, what we're experiencing here, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have to walk 2 miles a day just to get the water I need for today. You know, find gratitude in the things you do have and have been provided for, and in your faith, and share that with your kids. It's a good time to learn about discipline. And there's just so many good things that could come from this. We could go on and on.
We could, but let me be clear, you know, Steve, you can take the tariff thing too far. You can become totally protectionist, and that's not good. And it is a world leader in how the economies of the world and trade works. We have to be very cautious about, you know, what we do has huge ripple effects around the world, not just in our own economy. And we want to be wise about that. But you do have to sit down and take a look and say, can we just keep doing what we're doing? I think the answer to that is no.
And it's not working.
And for every story you watch about, oh, you're going to lose, you know, 200% in your, like, you know, 401k or in the stock market, you know, how come nobody, well, some people have been talking about, but those same people, how about talking about the fact we are already putting hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt on our children and grandchildren today? So yeah. Doing what we're doing today is just taking the hurt that we're scared we might feel right now and just kicking the can down the road to let them deal with it. And so, you know, for every time you're worried about it, be also worried for the future, that if we keep doing what we're doing and make no changes, and I'm not saying Trump's going to be 100% right on everything, but if we don't make some changes, you're putting all that hurt on them. And that hurt's growing day by day. Every time, the longer you put it off, the bigger the issue becomes. So, I think it's great we're having the conversation. I think, you know, this is going to have to be an ongoing negotiated deal. But I am thankful we do have somebody in the White House who's willing to do the deals, who's willing to negotiate on behalf of the American people and cares about the future.
Amen. I think that's a good place to put a bow on it. And Genevieve Wood, thanks for your insight. We encourage our listeners to go to heritage.org, find out more about the Heritage Foundation that Genevieve is kind enough to join us from just about on a weekly basis. And the articles that we mentioned, you'll find at dailysignal.com, along with a lot of other content that's relevant to you and your family. Genevieve, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll do this again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Steve.
All right. And stick around. We're going to hear from Brian Cochran. The market's kind of wigged out on Thursday after Wednesday's announcement from President Trump, and some insight we'll find from Brian Cochran, president at John Moore Associates, coming up next on ABQ Connect.